sales insurance agents, and interior design services. It's 63 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's son, Hunter, will be sentenced just before Election Day. Hunter Biden convicted yesterday of lying about his drug use on the form to buy a gun in 2018. The Federal Reserve will announce today what it plans to do with interest rates. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says the Fed's expected to keep them where they are for now.
Interest rates are currently 5.25% to 5.5%, and there are likely no cuts coming today. So what does this mean for your money? Let's talk credit cards. The average APR is near a record high, about 21% right now. With rates unlikely to come down today, that means they are likely to stay high, those APRs.
The government also out with Consumer Price Index, a snapshot on inflation this morning. It is unchanged from last month. In Atlanta Tuesday, a man hijacked a bus and forced the driver to lead police on a chase. Eventually, it was stopped, but one person on board was killed. Elsewhere in Atlanta, but unrelated, workers at a food court were forced to run for cover after a shooting. Three people were hurt, but no one killed. This is ABC News. A new plea for clemency from New Hampshire teacher Pamela Smart, convicted of persuading a teenager to shoot and kill her husband 34 years ago.
Smart denied knowledge of the murder plot, but a jury didn't buy it. She was convicted and sentenced to life without parole. But now, in a new video, Smart admits that she previously deflected blame for Gregory's murder, and she's now asking New Hampshire's governor to reduce her sentence.
I had to acknowledge for the first time in my own, mind and my own heart how responsible I was.
Greg Smart's family says they're not convinced by the new video. They want her to remain in prison, saying she hasn't paid the price.
That's ABC's Andrew Timbert. New help for Ukraine. The U.S. now agreeing to send in a second Patriot air defense missile system as Russia steps up attacks. And Spotify is hoping audio files will pay extra. It's reportedly considering a plan to charge about $5 a month more for higher quality music streams. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold." Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car or in your cubicle at the office or at the station on the assembly line or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God." It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open, public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift houseperson. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
Join us to celebrate country roots and cowboy boots. There is still time to register your entry in the Richland Center Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade. It's easy, it's quick, and it's always fun. There are two options to submit your entry. Call Greater Richland Tourism at 630-2452 or go to greaterrichlandtourism.com and fill out the form online. Enter your business, collector, vehicle, or tractor, or civic group to join the fun. Disclaimer: cowboy boots not required to enter the parade.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo order. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a typical early summer day, turning warm and a bit more humid across the region. And there could even be a few spotty showers and thunderstorms bubbling up this afternoon. The activity will start developing first back in Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin, then move southeast. And some additional thunderstorms are expected tonight as a cold front approaches from the northwest. Some of those could be on the heavy side. The greatest chance of severe weather, though, is back in Minnesota. We are expecting rain totals that could vary quite a bit across the region, anywhere from a quarter inch to over an inch through early tomorrow morning, depending on where those storms track over and over. Otherwise, we head into Friday, should be a quieter period with some less humid air pouring in from the northwest. Just a great day to get outside on Friday. Over the weekend into early next week, we'll see the south winds return, pulling back in moist air. It'll be turning quite muggy, and with that, almost a daily chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, with several disturbances moving across the region. Here's that forecast for today: partly cloudy, warmer, and turning a touch more humid. 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms by afternoon. High near 85 degrees. Southwest wind 6 to 15. Tonight, some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, low at 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, and a bit muggy. 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms. High near 84 with a west wind between 10 and 20. Thursday night, mostly clear and comfortable. Low at 56. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant with lower humidity. High near 80. Heading into Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 40% chance of scattered showers, maybe a clap of thunder. High 76. Sunday, breaks of sun, very warm and humid. 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high 86. Continued very warm early next week with scattered thunderstorms possible. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It is 63 degrees with sunshine. Yesterday's high, 77. We did pick up a trace of precipitation. Record high, 96 in 1970. On this day, on the 12th of June, 39 established in 1958 as the record low. We equaled that a year ago. So last year's high was 71, and a cool overnight low of 39 degrees was recorded. Sunset time will be at 8:42 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 5:21 tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.87. And with sunshine, we're at 63 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up in sports, a look back at some state baseball tournament action, details on local sports as well on the diamond and on the golf course, and details on a Brewer loss 3-0 to the Blue Jays last night.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. In Division 4 WIAA baseball yesterday, Solon Springs Northwood defeated Johnson Creek 7-0. Aliva Strum was a 3-2 winner over Pacelli. In Division 3, it was Kenosha St. Joseph advancing to the championship game with a 2-1 win over Bonduelle, and Aquinas got the victory against Cumberland. That final score was 10-0. Today at the state baseball tournament, Kettle Moraine Lutheran will take on Edgewood in the day's first game, followed by Mosinee and La Crosse Logan in game two. And in Division I semifinals this afternoon, West Osha Central plays De Pere in the session that gets underway at 2:30, followed by Sun Prairie and Oak Creek as well. Champions will be crowned in all four divisions coming up tomorrow at the state baseball tournament at the Neuroscience Group Field at Fox Cities Stadium. All-star boys and girls basketball games will be played on Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. They will be held at Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. New this year, a three-point contest, which will be held each day between the Division III and II games. Among those participating this year from southwestern Wisconsin on the boys' roster in Division III, Davin Edge of Platteville, along with his teammate Zach McLean, Brock Massey of Mauston will be a part of the Division III festivities. Division IV, Mineral Point's Landon Thousand, also Will Murray of Darlington, Caleb Johnson Westby, Iowa Grand's Kyle Steffel in the Division IV All-Star festivities, J.J. Berendis of Schulzberg in Division V, along with Cashton's Noah Hemmersbach and Connor Butzler. From DeSoto, Landon Pedretti, Hillsboro's Isaiah Stokes, Heath Poppy of Schulzberg, along with Barneville's Casey Helgeson and Matthew Nice of River Ridge, Gavin Wonder
Sunderland of Potosi High School. For the All-Star Girls basketball players, they include Dodgeville's Marley Bush, who will be a part of the Division III roster. Division IV, Erin Knowles, Boscobel, Aubrey McCarthy, Darlington, Bracey Nelson, Fenimore, and Bell Waters, Mineral Point. Also, Mara Gruen of Royal and Bronwyn Halverson, Highland, will be girls basketball all-stars. Again, tickets will be sold at the door at Just a Game Fieldhouse, and there will be special festivities through the day, including a dedication of a Jerry Pettigrew statue during the boys' all-star festivities on Thursday, June 27th, between 10:15 and 10:30. We have Quail Run Golf League scores from last night. Keith Lang had the best in the league with a 36, including a birdie on hole 8. Joe Halverson with a 39, and that included a birdie on hole 5. Neil Mahoney shot a 41. Aaron Halverson, Pat Keegan, Jake Kaloy, and Andy Marshall all tied with 42s. Other golfers with holes played under par: Tony Doherty with a birdie on hole 8, J.J. Klatt birdied hole 8, and flag prize winners, Brett Montree with the longest drive in the fairway on hole 1, Jake Kaloy with the closest second shot on hole 2, Brett Montree closest to the pin on hole 3, Neil Mahoney the longest putt on hole 4, Keith Lang closest second shot on hole 5, Josh Coy the longest drive in the fairway on hole 6, Trevin Thielman closest to the pin on hole 7, Marty Brewer the longest putt on hole 8, and Jarrett McDonald the closest second shot on hole 9. Church of the Nazarene is now the only undefeated team in Richland Center Church League softball as they handled Boscobel Assembly of God 20-5. Ryan Gaston was 4-for-4 with 2 homers to lead the Nazarenes. Scott Dilley was also 4-for-4. 4 other players were 3-for-4 on the night, and the remaining players had at least 2 hits apiece. Richland Baptist Temple 2 handed St. Mary's their first loss of the season, 18-15. Malachi Fretz led off the game with a home run for Baptist Temple. Brady McGlynn played excellent defense to help preserve the win as a 7th-inning rally by St. Mary's fell short. Darren Kepler reached base safely 4 times for St. Mary's, and the Jelinek boys each contributed a triple. Richland Baptist Temple 1 handled Bethel Lutheran 17-4. Ira Coppernall had a home run, and Dan Burt went 2-for-3 in the win. And the Mission outdueled Free Methodist 18-14, plating 9 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning to come from behind for the win. Free Methodist had 27 hits total, and Jeremiah Hassel, Adam Burns, Andy Niemeyer, and Nathan Phillips each reached base at least 4 times. Action continues next Tuesday night in Church League softball. On the East Diamond at 7, Bethel Lutheran plays St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8:15 on the East, Boscobel Assembly of God will play Richland Baptist Temple 1. St. Mary's will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, it will be Church of the Nazarene facing Free Methodist with the Mission providing the umpires. And at 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 versus the Mission, Church of the Nazarene will umpire. For more information about Church League softball, visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. It's simple enough. If you don't score, you don't win. 5 Toronto Blue Jay pitchers shut out the Brewers on 5 hits Tuesday night, 3-0. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez made his first major league start and was tagged with the loss. Rodriguez gave up 7 hits and 2 runs in 3 2/3 innings. Despite that, manager Pat Murphy thought the youngster played well.
He was great. You know, I'm really pleased. I thought he threw the ball well. I thought he showed tremendous poise. I was very pleased with what I saw. 22-year-old kid come out there and do what he did. Against a really good lineup. I thought he handled himself very, very well. Didn't seem like a rookie at all. Didn't seem like first timer. I was encouraged.
Elsewhere in interleague play, Baltimore 4-0 over Atlanta. Tampa Bay 5, the Cubs 2. Washington 5-4 over Detroit. Philadelphia beat Boston 4-1. Cleveland 5, Cincinnati 3. Colorado 5-4 over Minnesota. Houston got the win against San Francisco 3-1. San Diego 4 and Oakland 3. The Dodgers 15, Texas 2. Arizona 9-4 over the Angels. In the American League, the Yankees 10, Kansas City 1. Seattle 4-3 over the Chicago White Sox. National League, Miami 4-2 over the Mets, and Pittsburgh defeated St. Louis by a score of 2-1. It is a good feeling when you convince a standout high school's prospect to switch his commitment to your program. It's even better when that prospect in the recruiting class of 25 changes his commitment from the arch-rival Minnesota Gophers. Offensive lineman Torin Pettaway made that decision Tuesday. He slipped a couple of times, originally saying he'd play in Madison, switching to Minnesota. And now back to the Badgers. Pettaway is the 17th commitment in a recruiting class already rated in the top 15 nationwide. He's considered the number 5 prospect from the state of Wisconsin. The start of mandatory minicamps will see a battle at quarterback starting to heat up. Backup quarterback Packers inside linebacker Pat Schneiderman reports the competition between the returning QB2 Sean Clifford and rookie Michael Pratt is a little tighter. Clifford threw 3 interceptions during Tuesday's session. Pratt got a lot of positive attention during organized team activities. This decision will be made during training camp coming up next month. Matt LaFleur talked yesterday about the team's new-look defense.
Yeah, I think the defense has been doing a great job. I think everybody's been dialed in. Certainly it helps having everybody here for the entirety of the offseason, and I'm just excited to see how we adapt throughout the course of the season.
I'm Phil Nee with an update on WRCO Sports.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you with excellent service. A dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
100.9 WRCO. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees,
younger than the mountains,
growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads.
Yeah.
happiness. But above all this, I wish you
of then, now, and forever on WRCO and a tribute to country music. Well, coming up, our trivia question of the day and more chances for you to win and to qualify. Here's Toby Keith.
Yeah, you can see the girl coming from a mile.
It's like the sun went down just to frame your face. Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind with what you got on, making those tan lines. Just like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight. It's like the sand's been waiting for you to come alive. Cause you were made for summer just like these stars we're under. We're made for lighting this July sky up. Blanket down made for me and you tied up all night long. That margarita, salt water, sunburnt silk. It's like I feel that sun right next to me. Yeah, girl, your touch is 100 degrees. Boardwalks were made for dancing, and flip-flops were made to lose life. This night was meant to happen, and girl, I was made for you. Like you were made for summer just like these stars. July sky up, break it down, made for me and you tied up all night long, over and over, crash into me and pull me closer, kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let it go, baby, let this summer just keep on coming in waves, keep coming in waves, keep on coming in waves, keep coming in.
Brian on FM 100.9, it is 66 degrees. Sad story this morning. Too bad for Joey Jaws Chestnut. Organizers of America's perennial July 4th hot dog swallowing contest say the reigning champ won't compete due to a contract dispute. 40-year-old Joey Jaws Chestnut has been competing since 2005 and has not lost since 2015. At last year's Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest, he downed 62 francs and buns in 10 minutes. Organizers said Tuesday Chestnut had struck a deal with a competing brand, a Red Line, for the Nathan's-sponsored event. Those vying for second place in the past might have renewed hope to swallow their way to first place this year, including international competitors on the eating circuit. Yes, I think Joey signed with some sort of vegetarian hot dog company. Well, maybe he'll have to kind of change his trend and start eating veggie dogs and have that his own competition if anybody wants to challenge him there. I don't know. But that's coming up not too far down the road, the July 4th hot dog eating contest, which is always kind of a squirming thing for me. I don't really like to watch that. If I turn over and I see that, I'm like, ooh, I can't. I don't know what it is. But it kind of makes me ill to watch people put that much food down their gullet in a short amount of time.
I love my daddy. I love my daddy. I love my daddy. Yes, I do.
Get ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there. Ready, come.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The 43rd Wizards of Rods Fun Run at Warren's Lions Club Clubhouse and Grounds in Warren's is this weekend, June 14th through the 16th. Bring your prized ride to join the car cruises, poker run, and enter the car show. Enjoy musical entertainment, including DJ Bellar Beats, providing hot rod music all weekend. Plus, there's games, 50-50 raffle, and much more. Go to the Wizards of Rods on Facebook for the full lineup. Don't miss it. The Wizards of Rods Fun Run Car Show this weekend in Warren's at the Warren's Lions Club Clubhouse and Grounds.
100.9 WRCO.
We have qualified a couple of more for the Father's Day drawing, so whenever you hear the I Love My Daddy snippet, we're qualifying two at a time now. 7 and 8 were our qualifiers today, and they are Nate Rudersdorf and Lawrence Durst. Way to go. Congratulations. They are our next qualifiers for the Father's Day drawing, which, man, it's coming up here right around the bend. We'll be doing that on Friday morning between 7 and 7:30 right here on the radio. This is Roseanne Cash.
I would hate my disappointment to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If he turns up while I'm gone, please let me know. I had a drink or two and I don't care. There's no fun in what I do.
Roseanne Cash, NWRCO Radio. I don't want to spoil the party. We have trivia today, and it is sponsored by Walsh's Ace. Here we go. It's sports trivia today. Former Brewer Paul Molitor helped the Blue Jays win a World Series in 1993. Which member of the Tigers and a one-time Twin was among their starting pitchers in the early 90s? Blue Jays trivia in honor of the team the Brewers are currently playing. Again, Paul Molitor went over to the Blue Jays, but several others did to help them be very successful in the early 90s. Which former member of the Tigers and the Twins was among the starting pitchers in those early 90s days? 608-647-4155.
Church house on Sunday morning. They still play on the radio. You can hear his voice from Saginaw to Houston. It echoes down the halls on Music Row. Some say Jones, some say Travis, some say Straight, some say Haggard. Sitting on the throne. All that's well and good. Don't get me wrong. But the king of country music is the song. Speaking for the 9-to-5ers in the trenches. Makes him feel like he's right there with him too. It ain't the steel, it ain't the fiddle, it ain't that right in the middle. It's just three simple chords and the truth. Some say John, some say Travis, some say Straight, some say Haggard. Are sitting Straight, some say Haggard.
Ryan Larkins on WRCO. Good morning, 15 before 9. Congrats to Mark Astomborski, our winner of trivia today. Former Brewer Paul Molitor helped the Blue Jays win a World Series in 93, which former member of the Tigers and Twins was among their starting pitchers in the early 90s. None other than Jack Morris, who made Blue Jay history in 1992. He became the first Blue Jay to win 20 games in a season. And for him, the third time in his career, he won 20 games with each of his previous teams, once with Detroit, once with the Twins as well. He was an unbelievable pitcher, tremendous curveball, and he went 21-6 in 1992, besting Dave Steeb's team record of 18 wins, which was set in 1990. So he had a great run and helped them make playoffs there in the early 1990s. Blue Jays trivia for you today, courtesy of our good friends at Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Currently 67 degrees at WRCO Radio. We have a whole bunch of community events coming up, and we'll be talking about those as we wrap up the week on the morning show and some deadlines coming up as well. But on the first part of the show today, we'll talk about the upcoming Taste of the Hills, which is in Richland Center at Crosco Park, and that will happen on Saturday. Always a great thing, some great food, some awesome music as well. Lots of fun. We'll talk about that during the first half of the morning show as we have some community conversation lined up again for you. Here's Lewis Bryce featuring Lee Bryce.
My first football pass loves a good-hearted woman that turns space to better, holds it all together. They made a Main Street name for me before I was a limb on the family tree. Water
music that comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start.
Paisley and Alabama, some old Alabama here on WRCO. Be dazzled by an Indiana Jones-style magic and adventure show. Today, magician Great Scott and the Magic Archaeology Adventure will be at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center. That is this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Make it a part of your day. Of course, the Farmer's Market will be open. The Senior Farmer's Market voucher is underway as well. You can find out more about that going through Aging Disability Resource Center of Richland Center. And those will be distributed today between 1 and 2 at Richland Hills Apartments in Richland Center. If you signed up for those in advance. Today, the Farmer's Market open from 1:30 until 6.
Me and God are a little tighter than you might think. I talk to him all the time. He knows that I drank to drown, get lost to get found. It won't work forever, but it's working for now. I'm empty. Yeah, I dive into the deep end of every vice like I got a lifeline. She's gotta be the worst one. She drives me insane. She's firing my wings. Sometimes I think I don't wanna be saved. God are a little tighter than you might think. And I talk to him all the time. Empty the bottle and empty my soul. I sleep with the devil and I wake up alone. Kicking myself while I pick up my clothes. I make the same mistakes and I pray I'm away.
Austin Snell on WRCO. Trails time is coming up. This is Jordan Davis.
I swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her
laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies 3 months in that she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you wear scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing. Been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
happy trails.